Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body. And I want to talk today around what are we governing over? Such a big question. Father gave us this revelation many, many years ago, and I hear him saying, renew the understanding because a few have not heard it or understood it, and it affects everything that we're doing in our encounters, in our benches, to accelerate us and the world to the highest destiny, the highest consciousness, you might say, or to bring in the fullest blueprint, to bring in the time of the end, and to live out of the promised land fully. There are certain things that need to happen for the time of the end to come in. And we see a lot of those recorded in the end part of the book of Revelation. We personally, our current conviction, which may change, is that we are around halfway through the book of Revelation. But whether you believe it's finished or not, although many houses now do believe it's not finished because a lot of the events happen over and over and history repeats itself. But even if you believe it's finished, it's irrelevant because Yeshua took this route. He did some of these things. So as huge sons, we need to do those as well. And this is what we call not redeeming an old mountain, as in all the seven mountains of education, business, health, and fixing the problems there, unemployment, health systems. We go for restoring back to the original blueprint that was in eternity, but also the key elements that will bring in the time of the end, which we see is so many elements around dealing with Satan, the beasts, the false prophets, the fallen angels, the agendas of Babylon and being captive to slavery, depopulation, the Nephilim, the Cain seed, the serpent seed, the change in the bloodlines, the corruption in the bloodlines, the restoration of the bloodline, and also the stopping attacks on the DNA of and the purity of the bloodline of man. Very, very critical in today's agenda, because we're seeing that this is one of the agendas, is to affect the DNA of man, also allow us to be slaves, even destroyed, and not fulfill our destiny of becoming the full sons of God. So of course, you know, when things get desperate, we do encounters for this or that, and in our own journey, when something is missing that it could knock us off the journey or minimize our destiny, we have to deal with those basic issues. Things like, you know, provision of finances, provision of health. I mean, the health is actually our personal health to our resurrected body is a critical part, we've seen, of what the journey is all about to the promised land. So it's not so much about releasing new cures for this or for the health of the population, but restoring the resurrected body. So we can actually change some of these agendas to more the building the new mountain and building going up Zion instead of restoring an old mountain that was actually corrupt. A lot of the political, military, economic and religious systems have huge corruption in them. So we don't want to keep the basics of them, but just improve them. And most of those have to be destroyed, and that's what Babylon is all about, coming out of that. So we want to look at how would the kingdom do a political structure? How would it do a financial structure? What was the original blueprint for finance? Was money even an initial blueprint? Was it bartering? Was it giving? Was it fullness of supply? And then we give out of that fullness. Was the political system really always about us sovereign, being sovereign sons, not coming under a government who make laws for us that could be corrupt, and we have very little power? How much have we given our power and our sovereignty away to the corrupt political system in the name that it's the best we can come up with, democracy, when God has a completely different system of sovereignty, sacrifice, looking to the other needs, and the sons governing and the kingdom governing, not the unbelievers, and also governing from heaven in benches as sons of God, chancellors in benches, then discerning the blueprint and releasing it, and also even becoming the blueprint, that they actually, when they understand heaven so much, they discern what is the blueprint for our time now, because they're actually sat next to he who sits on the throne, operating in Godheadship, a nation headship, an Adam headship, and having the most profound impact on the destiny of man. So this is some of the big picture that if we can get our heads around, and also accelerate through the ages, so we're not just always presenting cases. Let's become a king. Let's become a priest. Let's rule over some existing verdicts, some existing blueprints that we know. Become the king, then we can move on to King of Kings. Then we can move on from son to son of God, to chancellorship, to chief chancellorship, to high priest, to chief, to great high priest, I should say. There's a long way to go in this journey, and that's why we have to be careful we don't spend years doing one immense protocol that actually in the end we'll just move on from at a higher age. So there needs to be life flow, not repeating protocol over and over. We found in our benches that we actually learn a new governmental position each time, and we try and see a higher and higher mandate instead of more of the same, which, to be honest, you could do that forever. And there's so many problems in the world. The issue is the sons have not reached their full maturity. So actually, we don't need to be operating at two lower levels. Particularly, I'm still not sure what presenting a case to a court is. Whereas to me, the age of Melchizedek, you're actually sitting on the court of kings, or the court of judges. You're judging as well. You're being the judge. You're not presenting to a judge. So I hope this blesses you. Please love to contact you. Contact us. Message us on Facebook. Give us some questions. Give us some feedback. We love connecting with people. It helps us, Father. We love the relationship. We love to know if this is blessing you. If you'd like us to do any particular topics on anything that you don't understand. And we're so longing for that one big, large family that connects freely and doesn't fear in fear rejection or fear who am I to contact you. Let's not put fathers on pedestals. They're normal people. They love relationship, and they have weaknesses too. And we love to have that family. So bless you. This is Jane Johnson for One United Body. And there's free pages on our website, oneunitedbody.org, free chats on the homepage of the website, and an intensive program ongoing that you can trial if you follow the intensive link on the homepage.